persecuted the church, that was killing Christians, that was dragging them to jail and then doing everything that he could. And God changed his life. God struck him blind on the Damascus Road, and God changed his life, and now he's serving God and worshiping God. Does it make sense that he's right in the middle of a storm? Absolutely not. It looks like his life was better before he changed his life, before he allowed God to change his life. It almost has the appearance that life was easier for him before he changed his life. And I want to tell you something. If you're going to walk the Christian walk and talk the Christian walk talk and try to be with God and be where God wants you to be, do not expect it to be easy. Do not expect it to be just something that just go along every day and you whistle and everything's going to be wonderful. I mean, because it's not going to be that way. There's going to be storms that come in your life. And if we're of the mindset that, hey, as long as I'm right where I'm supposed to be with God, as long as I'm living right where I'm supposed to be with God, that everything's going to be fair and everything's going to be wonderful in my life. Let me tell you something. When that storm comes and when you find yourself in the middle of that tempestuous wind and in the middle of that, the boat being shook and, man, everything's falling apart in your life, and you find yourself in the middle of that, you're going to begin to question, why am I even serving God? But if you go into it knowing that just because I love God and just because I'm serving God and I want to live for God, that don't mean life's going to be easy, then when those storms come, maybe, just maybe, we'll have enough sense about ourselves to look unto somebody that can help us in the middle of that storm. Maybe, just maybe, we'll be prepared enough to say, you know what, I remember a little old dumb preacher standing up one night and telling me that this was not always going to be easy, that this was not always going to be just a wonderful walk in the roses. I remember somebody telling me that one night. So now that I'm in the middle of this storm, let me look and let me see what God's going to do in the middle of my storm. Verse number 15, and when the ship caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. And when they had taken up, they used helps. Look, they're out here working on this boat, on the ship, trying to hold it together because they're in the middle of this storm. And when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. Now look, these guys are going to be paid by the cargo that they're carrying. And now all of a sudden things have got so bad that the things in this world don't mean so much to them anymore. They're tossing it. They're wanting to save their own life. Verse number 19, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Now, as Paul is in the middle of this storm, and he's saying, look, it has been many days since we've seen the sun or the stars. Man, this has been awful. It's been just horrendous. We've thrown things overboard. We've done everything that we could do. And just as a matter of fact, all hope is now gone of us being saved. Have you ever been in a place in your Christian life where it felt like all hope was gone? Have you ever been in a place where you're like, man, this storm is so big, I don't think there's any way I'm ever going to come out on the other side. I don't think there's any way that I'm going to survive this storm. God, it don't make sense that I'm in the middle of this storm and you're putting me in a place where it seems like all my hope is gone. I can't lift my head up. I can't smile. God, I know you've told me that you were going to be my burden bearer. I know that you told me you're going to be my peace and my joy, but I'm in a place right now, I'm in the middle of a storm, and I'm just not finding any of that. I'm not experiencing any of that, and it seems like right now all hope is gone and there's no possible way that we could be saved. Verse number 20, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and have not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now look, I knew completely what Paul was saying was complete the truth. He told him, he said, guys, don't go. Let's not go on this trip. It's going to be dangerous. But how much do you like it when you're in the middle of a storm for somebody to look and say, I told you so? Man, that'll fire you up right quick, won't it? I mean, when everything else is falling apart and it seems like all hope is gone, and then somebody stands up and they go, I told you that's the way it was going to be. And man, that can just strike you in a place where I don't know that you want to be. But he says, sirs, look, but after long absence, Paul stood up in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened to me. You should have listened to me. I was right. And y'all didn't listen to me and not loose from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. But then I want you to look how he follows that up. See, sometimes it's kind of what I feel like when I stand and preach. Sometimes I feel like, I want to tell you this, that most of the time the messages that I deliver, I believe God sends them to me because I'm guilty of them. Because I need them in my life and I need to grow through them. That there's things in my life that I take these messages and I apply to them. And I really think that a lot of times y'all just have to hear me because of what God's given me, and that y'all have to hear what I'm going through. But as Paul stands here and they're in the middle of this storm and everybody's freaking out and everybody's like, what in the world are we going to do? All hope is lost. And Paul says, I told you so. You know, sometimes when you stand and you preach the gospel and you begin to preach on sin and you begin to preach about what the Bible says, sometimes it sounds like that people are saying, I told you so. Sometimes it sounds like the preacher might be saying, see, if you would have just listened to me. But you know, it's not me, it's God for one thing. But if you just, and sometimes it gets you to a place where you just go, I don't even want to hear that. I wish he'd just hush. I can remember times when Autumn and I were freshly married. We'd go to church, and her dad would get up, and he would preach on something, and maybe not nothing that was really going on in our lives, but except sometimes I'd look and go, did you talk to your daddy before we come to church? Because that's exactly what it felt like. Don't be telling your daddy what we're talking about at home, because he's up our... And I mean, there was times I would actually leave mad. I mean, he was my father-in-law, and I'd still go, he ain't got no business preaching about that. But he did. So sometimes it feels like that somebody's saying, I told you so. I told you this is how it was going to be. I told you this is where you were going to be. But I want you to look how he follows it up. Verse number 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told to me. Howbeit, we must cast upon certain island. So now as Paul is looking at him and he says, first of all, he says, I told you so. I told you if we went, this is the way it was going to be. And that's the reason we're in the middle of this storm. That's the reason you're suffering all this loss, because you wouldn't listen. But then he says, but I want you to know something. He says, I want you to be of good cheer. I want you to be happy. Now, sometimes when you're in the middle of a storm and everything's falling apart and life is not good, you want to throw a pity party. You want to feel sorry for yourself. You want to get to a place where you go, I hope everybody else sees the misery that I'm in, and if I can make them miserable along with me, I'm going to do that. Y'all may not have ever done that, but I do that from time to time. If I come home and I've had a bad day at work, I am guilty sometimes of trying to be sure that my wife has a bad day at home, because I want her to know how bad my day has been. Trust me, no matter what I do or no matter what she does, each of us have had the worst day ever. If we've had a bad day, you try to top each other. I come in one day, and this is just an example, maybe not necessarily the truth, maybe not. I will neither confirm nor deny this story. So I come home from work, and I said, you just cannot believe how bad of a day that I've had. I had this happen, and this happen, and this happen, and she'll say, yeah, but you just don't understand what I've done. I've done this, and I've done this, and I turn around and say, yeah, but you just, we're just trying to top each other about how bad of a day we've had. What in the world? Who's getting anything out of that? But anyway. But then, when you're in the middle of that storm, and everything is going wrong, and let's talk about a real storm, not just a bad day at work, but let's talk about a real storm. Something that's drug you in, and I mean, and you're battling, and you're fighting, and it seems like all hope is gone. Well, first of all, if somebody says, look, I told you so, that's bad. But sometimes it's really not that good when somebody looks at you and goes, be of good cheer. Be happy. Be glorious. I mean, in the middle of a storm when you're fighting tooth and nail and, man, just you need help. I mean, you really do need help. And then somebody looks at you and goes, well, just give God glory. Sometimes that's tough right in the middle of a storm, ain't it? Or somebody looks at you and goes, but ain't God good? Sometimes God don't feel good. It don't make sense why you're right in the middle of that. Or somebody looks at you and goes, it's going to be okay. You know what? It's easy for me to tell you that it's going to be okay. But I want you to see the secret to this right here. Because in the middle of this storm, not only did Paul stand up and say, be of good cheer. First he said, I told you so. And then he said, but be of good cheer. Because I want you to look why you can be of good cheer. Because in the middle of that storm, when it feels like all is falling apart and all is lost, there's no possible way that it's going to be saved, he says, look at me, verse number 23, "For there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and who I serve." Now listen to me. This world may fall apart and I may need somebody to come to my house and tell me this next week. If my life falls apart and I end up in the middle of a storm and I end up in the middle of it, don't seem like there's any way of saving what's going on in my life. It don't look like there's any way of coming out of this storm. I may need somebody to come knock on my door and say, "Josh, do you remember the night that you stood up and you said, be of good cheer because of who you serve?" You know what? That's what it's all about. And who I belong to is in the middle of my storm, that I can remember that Jesus Christ loved me so much that he was willing to give his life for me, that he loved me so much that even through all of my faults and my failures, that I was worth dying for, that he loved me so much that even if I am going to continue to fail, even though I'm saved and I know that I'm saved, and I know I'm going to fall sometime, I know I'm going to come short, that yet Christ loved me so much to save me, that's how I can be of good cheer in the middle of my storm. That's what can put a smile on my face. And you know what? Sometimes my smile is way down deep in my heart, and it takes it a lot longer to ever get to my face. We need to be in a place that even when God don't make sense, hey, Paul is in the middle of this storm. It don't make sense for him to be able to stand up and say, be of good cheer, because I want you to notice this storm is not over. Just because Paul jumps up and goes, be of good cheer. First of all, he said, I told you so. And then he says, be of good cheer. For this God who I am, or who I belong to, and who I serve, he stood beside me tonight, and he told me that it was all going to be okay. Verse number 27. Look, but when the 14th night was come, look, the storm's not over. As we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Hey, we're finding some hope here. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, look, they know they're close to land. They're to a place, they're sitting out here, and I mean, this storm is still brewing. It's still beating against them. Even though Paul has declared victory, you know, I believe that there are power, that there is power in the words that we say. I believe that if I get up tomorrow morning and I say, man, this is going to be a terrible day, just count on it. Just mark her down. It's going to be a terrible day. So I try to get up every day and say, God, I want you to help make this a good day, and then it usually falls apart somewhere, and we try to do it again. I say it 4 or 5 times during the day. But I believe that there is power in the words that we say. But just because you get up and say, today's going to be a good day, don't think I was going to be rosy. Because Paul jumps up and he says, be of good cheer, for I believe God. And then, look, the storm is still brewing. And he says they're getting close to land, and they're so close to land, and they're just praying that day will come. They're just praying. You ever been in the middle of that storm in a dark night? And, man, you just need some light. You just need something to break. My goodness, give us a break. Get me out of this storm. I'm sick and tired of fighting. I'm sick and tired of being beat to death. I'm sick and tired. Hey, I can't tell you when your storm is going to stop. I can't tell you that it ever will stop. There may be parts of that storm that continue forever and ever. But I believe God that he will provide exactly what you need in the middle of that. And I know, again, that's easy for me to say standing here tonight. You may be knocking on my door next week. Look, it was as they were waiting for day, let me figure out where I'm at. Verse number 30, and as the shipmen were about to flee the ship, look, they got to the place where they think they've seen a little hope, and it looks so good to them that they're fixing to drop the lifeboats. They're fixing to drop these lifeboats down. I mean, I can just see them letting down the ropes, and they're, man, do anything to get me out of this storm. I know 15 fathoms that way, there's land. We have sounded. We have heard it. I know there's help that way, and it's time for me to get out of this. I want to get in this lifeboat, and I want to go. And verse number 30, and as the shipmen were about to flee the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color as they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Paul says, look, you're going to have to stay right where you're at if you want what God has promised you. Now look, sometimes we bail too quick. We get to the place that God don't make sense. We don't understand why we're going through what we're going through. And we bail. And we start away. Now look, I can look around this congregation tonight, and I won't dare name any storms, but I can look around this congregation tonight and see faces and think of things that you've been through that was storms. I can think of things that you've been through that I might would have bailed, but you're still abiding. Good for you. I know it may be tough. I know it may be hard. Hey, you thought that hope looked like it was this way. But as Paul told him, he said, don't get in them lifeboats. If you get in them lifeboats, then you're out there on your own then. You're in danger if you get in that lifeboat. You stay in this ship where you're supposed to be. I know you don't want to stay in this storm. You're looking for any way out, but you stay right where you're at. Where'd we get to? Somebody tell me. Verse number 32. Look, in 31 he says you cannot be saved. Verse number 32. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. Man, I'm telling you, when you think that you've got it figured out how to get out of your storm, when you think that under your own power, look, those little lifeboats would have been under their own power and they could have rowed and tried to get out. But when you think that you're going to do it on your own, best thing you can do is cut that idea loose and let it go and stay right where God wants you. Verse number 33, and while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat. Here, eat. Y'all need to eat something. For this is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting and have taken nothing. You hadn't had anything to eat for 14 days. It's time to get some strength, guys. Wherefore, I pray to you to take some meat, for this is your health. For there shall not an hair fall off from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were all in the ship, 216 souls. So 266 people. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but discovered a certain creek with a shore, into which they were reminded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors and committed themselves into the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoised up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore and fallen into place where two seas met, the ship ran aground and the forepart struck fast and remained unmovable, with the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded them that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to the land, and the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. Look, I want you to notice something. We like, when a storm comes in our life, first of all, we don't want a storm to come in our life. We don't want it. God, you keep the storms, and you give us the good stuff. Okay? But when that storm does come in our life, we like for right in the middle of it for a big bright rainbow to pop out of the sky and everything just, all of a sudden the birds start chirping and the clouds roll back and the sun shines, and we like for God just to be amazing and lead us out of a storm like it. But I want you to notice how these guys come out. Some was hanging on to pieces of the ship. They was hanging on to boards. They was hanging on to anything that they possibly could, but I want you to notice something. They all come out of the storm. It might not have been with that big rainbow and the birds are chirping and all that, but they all made it through the storm. And then once the storm was passed, I'm sure that sooner or later, they looked back and they thought, man, how amazing it is that I made it through that. Some of you have been through some things, and it's amazing that you made it through it. Now look, we have a great record of this in Acts chapter number 27. Some of you have been through some storms. Some of you have been in the middle of some things, and God's brought you through it. And hey, you may not have come out skipping and singing zippity-doo-dah. You may not have come out kicking and screaming and holding on to a piece of a board, but you made it. You made it out of that storm. Now look, I want to encourage you, as you've come out of that storm, tell others how to trust God in the middle of their storm. See, as I'm fixing to be 37 here in a few days, and I know I'm getting old. I'm fixing to be 37 here in a few days, and I've experienced a little bit of life, but some of y'all have really experienced life. And sometimes it'll do good for you to share your storm with me so that when my storm comes, I go, man, they made it. They might have been kicking. They might have been holding on to pieces of the ship, but I can make it. With God's help, I can make it. If you'll share that with others, and man, maybe then when the next storm comes, you'll remember how amazing God was. It don't make sense that you have to go through a storm. I understand that. It don't make sense that somebody would tell you to be of good cheer in the middle of a storm. It don't make sense that people won't listen to you. I understand all that. But I'm going to tell you, life is tough. This world that we're living in is tough. But if we will stay in the ship and stay where God wants us, He'll bring us through the storm. There's an old song that a friend of mine used to sing, and he had been diagnosed with MS, and when I first met him, he come into church, and he could barely walk. I mean, he had a walker, and it was all he could do to get in the church. And he began to sing a song at church called I'm a Winner Either Way. And I can't remember the words, so I wouldn't dare try to sing it. Lucky for you. But in the course of the song, it said, I'm a winner either way, whether I go or if I stay, I'll help me. See my Jesus some passing day. I'm going to keep rhyming in one way or the other, whether I'm right or not. It's something just like that. And you know, as time went on, it got to where, hey, the next thing I know, the dude was walking into church on his own power. He went and bought him a moped. He was riding around town. I mean, just awesome. It was amazing how God blessed. But you know, even no matter what storm that you're in, the thing to remind yourself of is either way, whether I get my victory here or whether I get my victory when I'm in God's presence, I'm going to be a winner either way. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day, God. God, I want to thank you for all your many blessings. God, I just want to thank you for knowing that in the middle of my storm that you're going to be enough for me. Even though, God, it don't make sense that I'm in a storm. God, it don't make sense that storm don't want to seem to end. God, it don't make sense that you would tell me to be of good cheer in the middle of it. But God, I pray that you'll help me each and every day, God, that I will live my life in a way that lets others know that I'm trusting you, that I belong to you, and God, that I just believe you. This word is not true because I believe it. This word is true because you wrote it and you said it. And God, I pray that you'll just help me to settle that in my life. Thank you for everybody that's here tonight. God, I know that there are people in this congregation that have been through storms, that are going through storms, that we have storms in front of us. And God, I pray that you'll just help us to trust you in each and every one of our storms. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.